Boker Tov, everyone. We're up to page 275, starting Simon Reish Chav Beis. After Simon Reish Chav Alf and a certain type of Hodah, specific Hodah, Berachas Hagshamim, we get to more general types of Hodahs, or does different brachos on things that we're thankful for. We'll see over here, very interestingly, things we're thankful for good things, and for brachos on bad things, good news and bad news. That's the discussion today in Simon Reish Chav Beis. The Mishnah on Nundad Amun Aleph tells us, this is a long mission, that a lot of our lachas come out from these simanim. It says, Al Gshamim v'al Besuros Tovos Omer Baruch HaTov v'ametiv. Our gear says, Al Besuros Ros Omer Baruch Dayin Emes. However, if you look on the side of the garden, the Besuros HaShah says, some of the gear saw, Al Shmuos Ros. The correct gear says, Al Shmuos Ros. So the Gro points out, very interesting, Al Besuros Tovos, we talk about, and Shmuos Ros. Why? Besura is something that you tell over to someone else. That's a besura. Shmua is something that you heard. The Graz Medayik from over here, the reason why we have this Gersa over here, Shmuel's Raus, is because it's a good thing to tell other people good news. Bad news, you're not really supposed to tell other people bad news. Therefore, only if you actually hear about it, you happen to hear about the bad news, which is very easy to come by bad news. Nowadays, with all the media and the internet and stuff like that, we have it in the palm of our hands. We usually don't have to hear it from our friends. Back in the day, without all these things, you heard a Shmua. You heard a rumor, this happened, only if something told you it over. But it's really not supposed to be told over. The Gemara in Pesachim talks about this on Gimel Amud Beis. At the bottom of the page over there, the Gimel Amud Beis over there, Pesachim talks about how not even that's a bad thing to tell over bad news. We don't like to tell over bad news. Therefore, only if you actually happen to hear about it, then the bracha is Dayin HaEmes, like we're going to learn about over today. But, and Besuros Tovos, Yitavka want to tell someone good news. Therefore, it uses the Lashon of Besuros Tovos. Now, we see over here, Sif Aleph and Beis, that we have a bracha for good news, and then we have a separate bracha for bad news. Very interestingly, for good news, we split the bracha into two. It all depends, as we mentioned yesterday, and it's fleshed out over here. It says the Mechaber, Ayin Sif Aleph, based on the Gemara, and Daf Nindaladim and Brachas, Nintesam and Brachas, says Al Shmuel Shein Tovos Lo Levado Mivarach Shechianu, V'imein Tovos Lo V'achirim Mivarach HaTov Yameitiv. As we pointed out, on good news, okay? We're talking about over here specifically good news. We'll talk about it in the next simon about buying new things and stuff like that. We're talking about over here, someone reported to you that something happened that was a very good thing. You're very happy about it. If it's good for you, then it's going to be Shachianu. If it's good news, that's going to affect not only you, but other people, then it's going to be a bracha v'atov v'ameitiv. Okay, multiple people enjoying HaTov V'Ameitiv just for you, then it's going to be Shachianu. And that's what he's passing over here at Sifalf. When it comes to bad news, we only have one bracha, whether it's just bad for you, or Chas Shalom, let's say a parent dies, so it's bad for the whole family. All the brothers and sisters have the same bad news. Nevertheless, they have one bracha for bad news. Al Shmuel's Rose, Mivarach Bracha Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Dayin HaEmes, as the Beir Halacha points out over here, Al Shmuel's Rose, Bein Shehu's Rose Lo Levado, O Gam Lachem, whether it's just for him, or it's even for other people, the bracha is always Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Dayin HaEmes. Okay, that's what we point out over here. Now, as the Chevra pointed out yesterday, in Seder, we have very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim over here. It says over here, he buries it over here in the end of Sikkot and Aleph, and he says, "Chumaduma keshekayom mimatin bebrachos elu." Nowadays we are mimait in these brachos. We will see later on in the next siman in Reish Chav Gimel in the Beir Halacha, he's going to come back to this Beir Halacha, and he seems to reject this Beir Halacha. Okay, he seems to reject this Beir Halacha later on in siman Reish Chav Gimel. We're not necessarily mimait. What I believe the pshat is, when we are going to be mimait. Okay, the Prima Gadim is talking about over here, there's a difference between a Shechianu because something comes to me Zman Lutzman, maybe on a Yontif, or things like this, or on a seasonal fruit and things like that, that it comes to Zman Lutzman, so there's an objective period of time to make this bracha. Masha Inkin over here on good news and bad news, and other brachas will see, so it's a subjective thing that depends on your happiness or your sadness. Okay, and especially on certain things, I don't know, someone died. Okay, it could have been someone, and people are expecting you to be very sad about it. So what are we afraid of? We're afraid you're going to go ahead and make the bracha to show everyone how sad you are. Okay, nowadays we are we're a little bit superficial, and we're afraid, we're choshish that people are going to make brachas when they're not supposed to make brachas. Okay, and therefore that's when we're going to be memayit in the bracha. When someone outside something, you know the person's really upset about it. So therefore, nowadays, we don't say Dayin HaEmes on people that are outside direct krovei mishpacha, because we're afraid. Okay, you want to show that, oh, he was really my close friend, therefore I dafka want to trump him and I'm going to make the dynamis. The other people don't say a dynamis. I make dynamis because I was so close. Things like that might happen. The same thing we'll see later on when seeing a friend that you didn't see later on a long, long time, shechianu, and things like this. There are other reasons why we don't make brachos. Things that are objectively things that everyone would be happy about, everyone would be sad about. So then I don't believe we are memayit this bracha. Go ahead and make this bracha. Very interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah is going on, look at this din. He says that we are right before those words. He said back to Sikonal, says Misha Hukrach Machmas Aniyoso, Lekachas Isha Ashiro Shalo Bechaso. Someone, because he is so poor, he is forced to marry a rich girl. Okay, he's forced to marry a rich girl. He gets offered, he wants to marry her because she's rich. Not because she's a good girl, not because she's from, not because. Other reason why someone wants to marry her, because she's rich. Says it, Mevarech Atovia Meitiv V'Dainemes. You're going to make a bro, two brachas. Atovia Meitiv V'Dainemes. Why Atovia Meitiv? Because, okay, you got a little gelt. Okay, but you have to realize the old bracha over here is Dainemes because you married a girl that's not appropriate for you. Okay, L'chora, you're medayik from here. If you marry a girl just for her money and you're not poor, so you're just going to say dynamis over here. There's no reason to say a tovim. There's nothing good about it. Okay, you don't really need the money. And the girl that you're marrying is not something that's appropriate for you. You would just say dynamis in such a case. Okay, so you can tell your friends, if you move those married for money, they should be making a bracha of baruch dynamis. Okay, so that's the halacha over here that comes out. Now, this bracha of Shechianu and good news, so let's say, because there's some examples, well, there's good examples of Shechianu and good news, so we're going to see later on someone who has a baby boy. We'll talk about baby girl also, okay? But baby boy, for sure, it's going to be brought down. Mefarish, you're going to make over there. What do you make? Not Shechianu, because it's good for you and your wife. You're going to make a Tovia Meiti, okay? A Tovia Meiti, because it's a happiness for both people. If someone gets a big inheritance, okay? Someone, found out he just got a big Yerusha, okay? And then, hey, that's going to be a Tovia Meitiv. Someone who wins the lottery, they'll be Shechianu. Depending if other people are going to enjoy also from the money, we're going to see later on that it's not so pushed by money. Since the money goes to the husband, it could be that it's only going to be Shechianu's not it. But as opposed to, if he won a new car. He won a new car that everyone in the family is going to enjoy the new car, so then it's going to be a Tovia Meitiv. Okay, we'll talk about that more later on. Okay, if someone got a very, very big pay raise in his job, l'chora, that's going to be Hatovia Meitiv. So they talk about in the post game if someone gets a very big honor. Okay, he's honored for something or another. Then they discuss it. Okay, once again, nowadays, I don't know. It could be that it's a like from Gaiva, he cares about the kavod, and therefore it would not necessarily be Shechianu. But things like that. One, someone wins a big settlement in court. Okay, he just made a few hundred thousand dollars, $1 million in a settlement in court. He's going to have to say, Shechianu v'kimanu. Okay, those are things that you're going to be happy about. A lot of them are monetary things, but it could be non-monetary things also. It's not talking about small good. You don't hear today's pancakes for breakfast, okay? That we don't say Shechianu and such pesuros tovos, okay? They're expecting milchik lunch, and you got fleishik lunch, okay? Those are not obviously things that we're talking about big things in life. Life-changing things that are going to be Shechem. There are certain objective things that are not life-changing things that Chazal did say you're going to make a bracha on. We'll see if you buy possibly new articles of clothing, buy on a new fruit, we're going to see things. Okay, those are not life-changing necessary things, but we would say Shechianu. But in Besuros Tovos, and good news, it's life-changing. Things that are very big pieces of news in one life. It's going to be something that is very, 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 makes a person very, very happy. Okay? And the opposite, Daina Emes, are things that you have very, very bad news. Someone had a tremendous financial loss, the stock market crashed, or your specific stock you invested in had a huge fall and you lost a lot of money. That's going to say Baruch HaDayanes, and it's going to be L'chor with shame u'malchus. You're very, very sad about saying that would be an objectively sad thing. Only you know it's really, really sad. You would say it with shame u'malchus. Okay, let's get in this bir halacha, very important bir halacha on these dins, Dina Emes, for the gather of what things that you are going to say Dina Emes and what not. So he says over here, Amr lo shenim saharbei v'harbei asamim v'kama shalo. Okay, he's talking about over there, you planted, I don't know, wheat, and it grew grass, okay? That, she'ishto olid in the keva, u'chukah the rakla ben zachar, he really wanted to want a son, and his wife gave birth to a daughter. Okay, on these things, Ain Shaykh Lavarchal Zed Dayana Emes. We don't say Dayana Emes in this case. Why?
Ashi yish lo tsar means that even though it does pain him that he grew grass instead of wheat, or he had a girl instead of a boy, ki lo nitkan bracha zu el al davar shemitchila nosan lo. We only make the bracha on dynamis and something that you had and now you lost it. Okay? Only something that you already had and now you lost it. So you had, I don't know, you thought you might get a new job. Okay? You're very excited about this new job and you found out that they gave it to Reuven instead of you. You don't say dynamis on that because you never had the job in the first place. You wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say the same thing over here. You wouldn't say you never had the son. So now it's a daughter, okay? You wouldn't say, dynamis. Same thing, if he planted a certain thing, he thought it was going to be one thing, and ended up being another thing. You would not say dynamis. Only on something that you had, and now you lost a big financial loss. Or a chas v'shalom, someone who's niftar in the family, you're gonna say the bracha. Mashen kain, hacha chitin lo nebchu l'asavim. The chitin didn't change to asavim. V'aben lo nebpach l'nekeva. I guess he didn't live in 2019. We have that also nowadays. Elisha mitchila lo nitin lo bein. He Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him a son. We don't say dayin emes only in things that were given to him and now we're taken away. He had a wine factory and his wine turned to vinegar. So he's going to say a bracha of dayin emes because over here he had wine and now it went to vinegar. So that's a big loss that he had something and now he lost it. His house burns down. His factory burns down. You know, you had it, you lost it. Oh, Shemes lo behemto. Or, I don't know, I guess your car gets in a very big car accident. You don't have insurance. You lost your $40,000 car. So, l'chor also, big loss. V'cholkai gav nadavar shederach adam litzdarbo. I say, if he doesn't have insurance, l'chor if he has insurance, he's going to get the $40,000 back. Even though his insurance premium is going to go up a little bit, l'chor, that wouldn't be a dynamis. That would be l'anias daiti. Only if Imamish loses the whole thing, then he would say Dayan Emes. Okay, I don't know, on a house loss, I would think that you're going to say, even if you have house insurance, all the stuff that you're going to lose in the house and all the pain that goes in with getting a new house, for sure, that would be a bracha of Dayan Emes. Now, the bracha of Dayan Emes, just to point out, on a relative of Dayan, that's the one case where probably we've seen actually someone say Baruch Dayan Emes with Shemu Malchus. However, most do it when? Most do it at the Kvura. Okay, at the Levaya, when they're about to bury them, then the Chevra Kaddish comes over to them, they rip Kriya at that point, and then they say the Brach Dayanemis. That's only because of Amaratzis, meaning they're not doing the wrong thing, but it's because the Amaratzim don't know the din of Kriya and Bracha, so therefore they wait for this time. The real time to do rip Kriya and to say the Bracha is over here by Shmuel's Rosh, when you find out the bad news. That's really the Shas of the Shmua. That's really the correct time that one is supposed to rip Kriya and one is supposed to say the bracha of Dayan Emes B'Shem Malchus. Even though Kriya you can't do on Shabbos, we don't rip our clothes on Shabbos, but the bracha of Dayan Emes one could say even on Shabbos. One hears that Chas HaShalom, one of their krovim or Nifter on Shabbos, l'chor they make a bracha, and that's the name of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah points out, look in Lichos Shlomo, Perek Kav Gimel, Ha'ara Mem Zayin. He says that someone who's a buck, he knows halacha, he should rip Kriya and say the bracha at the moment of the Shas Shmua, not wait for the Zman that everyone else does. That's only for the Amaratz who doesn't know any better. And Rosh Hashanah himself, when his wife was Nifteris on Shabbos, he made the bracha of Dayan Emes on Shabbos. He didn't rip till afterwards, but he made the bracha of Dayan Emes. Okay, so that's a little bit about good news and bad news. Once again, all these brachas, I want everyone to understand this framework when you're thinking about these things. All these brachas are supposed to give us new glasses how we look at the world. Okay, obviously, Chazal, we're attacking these brachas as we walk around the world to realize the Kaddish Baruch Hu through other things. Whether it's going to be certain things in nature that we're going to make a bracha on, or over here, and certain just news that you hear, something that really affects your life. You're supposed to be thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu this time, whether it is Shechianu, Atobim Meitiv, or Dayan Emes, life-changing matters, that you're supposed to be thinking about Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that puts on the halacha glasses on our eyes, and that's what appropriate Jew is supposed to be doing throughout all these brachas that we are learning about. Siv Gimel. Now, Siv Gimel is a very, very difficult to understand. It's from the Gemara. We already know it's in the Gemara. Okay? And the Mishnayis says, Chayiv Adam Levarich Alara Kadashlimu Nefesh Chafetzah Gederesh Mevarich B'Simcha Ala Tova. So we all know the bracha. The Gemara says that one is supposed to make the bracha on Besuros Ros equal to he does when it comes to Besuros Tovos. Okay, that is what it tells us to do. Right? It says Chayiv Adam. In the same Mishnah, Lamanan Nidamanav. Chayiv Adon Levarich Ala Ra, Kishem Shem Levarich Ala Tov. Shinemar, we have a pasuk. V'yavta at Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nashecha. B'shnei yitzercha v'yitzer tov u'v'yitzer hara. U'b'chol nashecha afilu honota l'nashecha. All the time we have to praise Hashem, even during bad times. So it sounds like from this Mishnah that a Kaddish Baruch Hu expects us to be just as happy with bad news as good news. That is not the pshat. The pshat is that you have to smile as you're saying the bracha da'ina emes, as the same thing as you would say shechiyanu, you have to be as happy as if you gained in the stock market, as if you're happy as if you lost in the stock market, as if you're happy as if you have a son, as is chas v'shalom you lost, if someone lost a parent. Okay, that's not pshat in the Mishnah, and that's what the Mechaber is coming lafuki. It doesn't say you do it at the same simcha as we just had. Rather, what does he say? Chayiv adam levarich ala ra bidas shlema menefesh chafetza. It's not telling you have to be as happy as when you make this bracha, but you have to have bidas shlema. You have to have your complete das to realize, just like A was from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, this bad news is also from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We don't only praise and think it coast a Kaddish Baruch Hu through good things. We have to try and serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that's why the Atah Shem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nashecha. In all ways, we have to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay, uve nefesh chafetza, and to realize that your nefesh should be chavi desires the closest to kirvus to Kaddish Baruch Hu, whether through good times or through bad times. Then he is mevarich equally on the good as on the bad. That's what a Kaddish Baruch Hu is asking for us. Not to go ahead at someone's levaya and say the bracha of Dayan Amis with a big smile on their face, jumping up and down and singing Chassidish Negudim. Okay, that's not what we're desiring over. That's not what a Kaddish Baruch Hu desires on it. We are people and we have feelings, and we're supposed to have feelings and we're supposed to. But so too, during bad times, it's a way of serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu, just like during good times, just like we bless the Kaddish Baruch Hu in good times. We also realize that this is also for our own good. Like we learn Siman Reish Lamed, Kol Ma'adav Rachman L'Tav, everything a Kaddish Baruch Hu does is for the good. Not only good things, we don't only just happy with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, we have to be happy with the Kaddish Baruch Hu during bad times, we also try and serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Why? Ki Ara'ol of the Hashem, says the Mechaber. He Simchoson V'Tovasam. Bad things for Ovdei Hashem, it's also simcha. Why? Because it brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kevin Shemekabel Mi'ava Masha Gazer Lov Hashem, because he accepts himself and that this is also going to be for the good. Nimsa Shemekabalas Razu Hu Ovid Et Hashem. By accepting the bad news, that is another way of him be serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's the tzlil adas, the clearness in his head that he has to have when making this bracha, or chayiv adam, that a person is supposed to have when making this bracha. She's simcha lo. So this should bring him a certain simcha. This should be a simcha to realize that this is part of the Hashem. Because we all know that when bad things happen, there's a reason why bad things happen. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, simchat and da'ot, ki b'emes, kol ha'yisurim, any yisurim that one has, bein beguf beivon, whether it happens to himself or happens to his property, hu akol kapara al avonos, it's all kapara. We need atonement for any bad things that we have done. We're going to get atonement. The question is it going to happen in this world or is it going to happen next world? Kadesh lo yisartli yasir losi lovo. So we got in this world, so there should be an aspect of happiness that the serving Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Kaddish Baruch Hu gave it to us in this world and not in the next world. Shishama onesh hu harbe yoter gadol. Over there, the onesh is going to be much, much worse. It is a medrash. Yitzchak tava yisurin, says over there, Yitzchak wanted yisurin because in order to get it in this world and not chas v'shalom to get it in the next world. Okay, that's why Chavetz Chaim talks about it in Sefer Shem Olam. Also, that Yisurim could buy, that Yisurim also could sell that it's just be a Nisayon. It could be a son Nisayon, not even Kapara. There's other reasons why we get Yisurim in this world. But the point is to try and get to that Nakuda to realize this is also part of my Avodas Hashem. If I realize it's part of my Avodas Hashem and to make the Kirvus to Kaddish Baruch Hu through bad times, just like in good times, then I'm a Kayim Bizdin in Shulchan Aruch of serving Hashem after the Shem Elchecha, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha. Ad Kan for today.